Hi, and welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Rem and Lib.
Hey, guys. Happy to be here with ya.
Remedy, I have to say, it's so cold. It's so cold.
And she doesn't mean outside, y'all. She means
inside the house.
In
yes,
my right. living room.
It is freezing.
Frigid, I'm pretty sure. I can see my breath.
Oh, that's dramatic.
It's pretty cold, though.
But you know what's awesome is hopefully soon we'll get to meet the one and only legend himself. He might come in and interrupt us. We'll invite him onto the podcast. Hopefully you'll get to meet him, too.
Yeah, I hope you guys get to meet Lee. If you remember, we talked about him last week because he came over at 9:30 p.m. last Friday to fix our heat. Didn't, but he's coming back today to fix it. And I'm going to fall in love with him because my house is going to be warm once more.
I can't wait.
Can't wait. Since we've spoken last, Thanksgiving has happened.
Yeah.
We went home, both of us, to be with our families. We both saw Wicked again.
Oh.
And I'm going to be seeing it again next week.
Oh, really? You already have plans?
Yeah. I'm going with work.
Are you for real?
I'm so happy. I'll go again with you. Anytime you want. I'll go today.
I want to take my kids to go see Wicked. Field trip.
Field trip, y'all.
But something else really exciting happened.
What, Libby?
The Dancing with the Stars finale.
Oh.
Joey Grazade was the winner.
Congrats, Joey.
Congrats, Joey. It wasn't that hard to predict, but I did say it was going to be down to him and Alona.
Totally. And I said last episode, I feel like I'm living in a world in which Joey wins.
And he did.
And he did.
And I'm really proud of him. And I was shaking. When I was about to find out, it was really stressful, to be honest.
And I think most people are happy with the results.
I do too.
There are a couple people who I saw on socials who were like, exactly what I predicted.
Yeah.
But
he deserved it. And everyone can say he deserved it.
Yeah. And he was so happy.
Yay, Joey.
So go, Joey.
Go, Joey.
I wonder what we're going to get invested in next.
No, totally.
Who knows?
Something fun that is about to happen is our Spotify Wraps are coming out.
Oh, that's so true.
Tomorrow, when this airs, apparently. Rumor has it. And I thought it would be fun to reflect on our wraps from last year.
Okay.
And to predict what we think it will be this year.
Love that idea. I love Spotify Wrapped. It is legitimately a national holiday.
Yeah.
Who were your top artists last year?
My top artist, let's see. Last year, my top artists were Okay, this is something that's important to say. Every year since they've been doing this, my Spotify Wrapped is kind of wrecked by my reading playlist, like my piano playlist.
Yeah.
And so there's two artists in my top artists that I don't even know who they are, but apparently they show up a lot. But I recently learned that you can not include a playlist in your taste profile. And so I made sure that playlist is not included. The playlist I play while my students are napping is not included.
That's important.
Because that would be completely my top five songs is songs from that instrumental worship. So this from last year is a little bit not great because of that. My number five was Dario Marianelli.
I have no idea.
Number four was Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
Love. Three was Olivia Rodrigo. Then Alexander Despot. Again, don't know who that is. And Taylor Swift.
Okay.
You.
Those make sense.
Yeah.
Like Taylor Swift, Sabrina, and Olivia.
Yeah.
Love. I bet those will be flipped this year and Sabrina will be a lot higher.
I agree.
But Olivia came out with music last year. So
I know. I don't even know if Olivia will be on it this year.
Yeah.
I don't think she will.
Sorry, Olivia.
Yeah, what was yours?
My top five artists, number one was Taylor Swift. I actually will say I was really proud of my Wrapped last year because it was all girls. No boys allowed. All girls. So number one was Taylor Swift, and number two was Sabrina Carpenter. I really wanted Sabrina to be number one, but alas, I've talked about this with a couple people, and I think that the reason Taylor Swift takes so many people's number one spots, even if we don't feel like we're listening to her that often, she just has so much music to listen to. And so I feel like I listened to Short and Sweet. Well, last year. Emails I can't send, whatever. I feel like I listened to that album probably 100 times. But I probably listened to like all of Taylor's albums collectively 101 times.
And you went to the Eras tour. So that was really...
For sure.
After you go to that, you can't not listen to Taylor Swift 24/7.
Yeah.
It's kind of part
of it. And you're also listening before all of things, whatever. So Taylor was number one. Sabrina was number two. Olivia was number three.
Big three.
My big three. Number four was Abby Gamboa. She is a Christian artist and she has such a beautiful voice. You should listen if you don't already. And then number five was my girl, Miley Cyrus.
Love her.
Love, love, love. And then what were your top songs? Or no, who do you think your top artists are going to be for this year?
Okay, I think that my number one, it's a toss-up between Sabrina and Gracie Abrams.
Okay.
Just because Gracie's album came out this summer and I had more time to listen to more of her music.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've been listening to a lot of Sabrina. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be either Sabrina or Gracie. Role Model will be in there as well.
Okay.
Taylor Swift. And Ash.
Okay.
Ash came out with an album this year that I just couldn't stop listening to this fall.
Yeah.
And I just think, I just listened to her on repeat so much that I think she'll make it in there. But I could be surprised. I don't know.
Totally.
What about you?
That's the thing. We always feel surprised.
Yes.
I think my, I don't know about all five of mine. I think my top three will be Sabrina, Adele, and potentially Taylor. I don't really know. I feel, again, I feel like I didn't listen to a ton of Taylor, but I probably listened to a lot more than I thought.
Yeah.
I also, though, wouldn't be that surprised if Adele was at number one for me.
I would love that for you.
Me too.
That'd be really special.
Specifically this year, I really listened to her album 25. I'm 25 years old this year. On that album is a song called Remedy.
So
just
special.
A special little album for me. And so I wouldn't be surprised if she's number one. And then my other two, I don't know, same theory as you, like maybe Ash.
Yeah.
Like she was a big artist in the fall. I think I listened to Jack Blocker a lot, but
you don't,
he doesn't have that much music.
You don't think Role Model?
I don't think Role Model me. I listened to his album for a couple weeks and then moved on with my life.
Oh, I didn't.
But I feel like there's someone else out there. I don't know.
Oh, Beyonce?
Oh, crap. Beyonce might make it, y'all. And I'm going to be sad if she does. Like, I want you all to know, I don't condone the behaviors of Beyonce, and I have been a Beyonce conspiracy theorist for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been really cautious of her. I think she messes with some dark stuff, and I won't ever be thanking Beyonce. I don't care what you have to. I don't care. I won't do it.
Okay.
But she might make my top five. She came out with that album this year, and it captivated me for a little bit.
16 Carriages had a chokehold on us.
A choke. That song might be top five for me.
I had that thought as well. If it makes into both of ours, I will die.
When me and Libby talked about in our Friendship Lore episode, just driving back and forth to like Oklahoma and Arkansas for a friend's bachelorette party, specifically on that bachelorette drive, us and Kendall. And Maddie was there too, but it was us three
every 5
being
minutes,
obnoxious
we
about
said,
it.
Can we play 16 Carriages?
And
it was our comfort song that weekend.
Like, we'd have a conversation and then be like, okay, let's take a break and listen to 16 Carriages.
And we like, yeah, it was our break.
So, Beyonce might make it.
Ruh-roh.
Okay, but what do you think your top five or
what were
what
my were
your
five,
top
songs?
Five songs?
My top five songs from last year, I feel really proud of them.
Okay.
They show a good picture of what my year was, but they're also, it's kind of funny.
Okay.
My number five was The Lakes by Taylor Swift. That was kind of like the surprise. I listened to it a lot, but it was surprising. Number four was Love is Embarrassing. I love that song made it.
Oh,
in.
It's
that
so
is
good.
Such a marker of last year for me.
Yeah.
Number three makes me laugh. It's Your Ways by Shane and Shame. And it's even funnier with the other songs in this top five. They're all like angsty girl music. And then it's like Your Ways Are Better Than Mine, God, which is just funny.
I love that.
Number two is The Man by Taylor Swift, which I love. I love that song so much, and I love that it made it into my top two. And then number one is Feather by Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
My number one and two, I feel really, really so happy about them, and they just were such a good picture of my year.
Yeah. I love that. I love that part.
What were your top five songs?
My top five songs, should I start with number five and
yeah.
make my way up? Okay, number five was Jaded by Miley Cyrus.
Oh
my gosh, I could scream that song every day of my life. Number four, I feel surprised by, and it was Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
I do understand it was a really big song last year.
Yeah.
I didn't really think it had me in a chokehold, but I guess it did.
You must have belted it more than you realized.
Yeah. On my way to and from camp.
Yeah.
Screaming Cruel Summer. I love you, camp. Just kidding. Number three was Opposite by Sabrina Carpenter.
Love, love, love.
Which is one of my favorite Sabrina songs. So not surprised it's in there. Number two was Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. I think because it also Vampire was her first single from mm-hmm. her Guts album.
So it was out for a long
time. It was out for a long time. It gave me something new to listen to.
Yes.
And I just loved singing, screaming to that. And then number one was also Olivia with All American. And I'm honestly very grateful that even though she had my first two, my number one and two spots on songs, Sabrina still made it out above her.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as I support them individually,
we're always going to side with
my loyalties lie with Sabrina.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I would have been sad. But those were my top five this year or last year.
Yeah.
And my top five this year. Okay, I think number one will be Please, Please, Please.
Yay.
Potentially. Listen to that song. It was the only song I listened to this summer, I think,
totally.
Actually. Number two, I think could potentially be Love in the Dark by Adele.
That would be awesome.
Any of her songs from 25 could honestly make it in there.
Yeah.
But Love in the Dark specifically had a chokehold on me. I think I Was Wrong by Jack Walker could potentially make it.
That'd be awesome.
And I hope it does for his sake.
Yeah.
And also, it's just a wonderful song. Dawns by Zach Bryan and Maggie Rogers. I was really sad that it didn't make last year. And yeah, so...
You worked hard.
I maybe worked a little bit too hard.
Overtime
to get it onto this year's. But now with the controversy. Oh gosh, I might have multiple controversial people representing my rap.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Zach Bryan and Beyonce.
Your year. Yeah.
And then I do think if a Taylor Swift song makes it on, which I think it will, I think it will be So Long, London.
Great song.
Great song. And The Bridge, I could, gosh.
Yeah. Good.
Play that song at my funeral.
Totally.
I love it so much.
Sobbing.
So long.
Okay. These aren't in order. And they represent songs that I feel like were big songs of my year that I will remember this year by.
Okay.
One of them being Guilty as Sin by Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's the one that like made it onto a playlist from Torture Poets Department.
Okay.
Or maybe Smallest Man That Ever Lived.
Yeah.
Also next, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish.
Good.
That was on repeat.
I hope that
this
makes
summer.
It.
That was such a good song. I mean, it is such a good song. And it was just a great spring and summer song. I don't remember when it came out, to be honest. Anyways, next, I think Free Now by Gracie Abrams.
Yeah.
Great song. I keep listening to it. And now I love the live version even more. So what if it was like the regular version and the live version made it on? That'd be crazy.
That would be insane. I don't think that would happen.
That's a great song, though. And next, this one might be a surprise to you, Remedy, or it will make you really happy, is Dumb and Poetic by Sabrina. I thought about that or Slim Pickens.
Yeah.
From Short and Sweet. I mean, Please, Please, Please totally could too, but I feel like Dumb and Poetic and Slim Pickens are the two that I keep going back to and listening over and over again.
Yeah.
And last, certainly not least, is Man Eater by Nelly Furtado. Great song.
It is a great song.
That was the song of my summer.
It's so intense, though.
I love it.
Oh,
it
man.
Is like incredibly intense.
Yeah.
But it's like a great, like, you're just feeling awesome. You just feel awesome when you listen to it.
Yeah, you do. You also just reminded me, Dumb and Poetic will certainly make it on mine before, like, I Was Wrong, I think. Actually, no. But
we'll find out.
The thing, Okay, so Opposite from last year and then Dumb and Poetic from this year, I think have the same effect on me.
Yeah.
They're both extremely short songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime I listen to one or anytime I listen to either of those songs, I listen at least 3 times in a row.
It's a lot of times.
It's a lot of times, but I have to. It's so good. I just need to let it linger a little bit.
Yeah.
I wonder if that song will make me...
You look...
Wait a second.
The linger? Like the regular version or the...
The regular, the original. Okay. Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, anyway, so let's see. I can't wait to report back, see if we were right.
I know, I'm really excited.
I also didn't know Spotify Wrapped was coming up. I always forget.
Well, it also like kind of, I feel like, surprises us because it's always right after Thanksgiving and you kind of expect it to be more towards Christmas, but it's not. It needs its own limelight.
Yeah, it does. It's as much of a holiday as Thanksgiving.
No,
enjoy
absolutely.
It more than Thanksgiving.
No, absolutely enjoy it more.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. Speaking of Thanksgiving, yeah, we went home and I've been meaning to ask, Gabby, did you find an airport crush when you flew home?
Nope.
Oh.
Not one. Not one.
Okay.
Nope. There was not any just like guys walking around alone even.
Okay.
Maybe a few. But nothing notable, which was fine. It was just kind of like, oh, okay.
You're like, I was kind of looking forward to this.
Yeah. And like Abigail apparently found some.
Really?
Yeah.
She's always finding someone.
I know. Whatever.
In the airport specifically.
True. Yeah. So me falling in love at the airport was not coming to pass this week, at least.
There's still a possibility.
There is.
There's Christmas.
True.
So we'll see. Report back. Let us know.
We'll do.
So... I guess it's a good segue to announce the elephant in the room. If you didn't already know this about us, it is that we're both single.
Yeah.
And we've both been single.
For a minute.
And we thought that it was time to address that, address the rumors.
People have been talking.
They've been single? No. They've been wanting to know. Like... Oh, I like heard someone was like, I hope they're single. Like,
totally.
I hope from and them are single. And like, do you know if I can find them on a dating app or anything?
And the answer is you can't.
Nope.
You can't find us on a dating app.
At least for now. Who knows
if the future holds.
But for the time being,
we're on the apps. Yeah.
But something that I feel a little bit envious of. For those who are on dating apps, is that there's a really cute profile out there that exists for them with all their best pictures.
Yeah.
Where it's socially acceptable for them to like talk about themselves.
Yeah.
And just have this entire account just about them.
We thought it would be fun to answer prompts on here.
Yeah.
We said that'd be kind of fun because we were hearing some a couple weeks ago and we were like, that's just like fun to talk about.
Yeah. We were at a dinner. And we were supposed to be helping one of our friends like pick prompts for herself and answer them. And I remember a distinct where the two of us
are having our own side conversation about our answers
and
to
answering,
the question.
Yeah, answering the questions ourselves, not helping her at all.
Oh, yeah.
So rude.
Sorry. You know who you are. Sorry about that.
And so we both picked out a couple questions that we're going to ask the other and the other person's going to answer them.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't I ask you one first, Remedy?
Okay, go for it.
My first question for you, Remedy, is what is your most irrational fear?
I actually really do have an answer for this. And actually, I don't know. Is this irrational or is it entirely rational? But I have a fear, and it's heightened in some seasons than others, depending on my anxiety level at the time. But I really fear just like face planting on concrete and busting out all of my teeth and like breaking my face. It is legitimately like I get really scared when
That's
I walk down
really
like
crazy.
Concrete stairs or when I lived in an apartment, I was like terrified to walk down the stairs every single time. So wary and cautious.
But has it always been there?
I don't think it's always been there. I would say it's become more prevalent the past like 3 or 4 years.
It's so curious,
but isn't that terrifying?
I mean, yes.
Oh my gosh, imagine the pain. Ooh, I'm really scared of that.
For sure.
So I would say that's my rational fear.
Okay.
Okay, I want to ask you. The prompt is, the way to win me over is...
The way to win me over is by making me laugh.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Because I've learned I'm a fun person.
Mm-hmm.
And I can have fun, but there's a difference between having fun because you're a fun person versus like having fun with someone else.
For sure.
It's important to me to think that the guy is funny. He doesn't have to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to laugh together.
Yeah.
So the way to win me over is by making me laugh. And even if that's, we're laughing at my joke.
100%. Because I was going to say, you make yourself laugh a lot.
All the time.
What would you do in a situation if he doesn't think you're very funny?
That's a deal breaker.
No, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Because I really...
seriously, you would be so sad.
No, I would feel completely unloved. Like, if he didn't think I was funny, if he didn't laugh at my jokes, I would literally be like, you hate me.
And you need to go.
And we wouldn't make it past a first date. We wouldn't even make it past a meeting.
Totally.
First meeting. So that's mine.
And I've met some boys who I'm like... why aren't you thinking I'm funny?
No,
I'm
really, it's a total confused. Turn off.
Then that's when I say, okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
This is done.
Okay, my next prompt for you is we're the same type of weird if. What's
we're
your
the
answer?
Same type of weird if. The first thing that comes to my brain, I am a pretty weird person, I can admit. I think I've mellowed out a little bit. But there have been seasons of my life where I've been really freaking weird. And one of those seasons, I think, was when I was obsessed with the Cat in the Hat live action with my...
No, that's scary.
Came out in 2004.
That's scary, Remedy.
I'm obsessed. I will watch that movie at any time of day. I, at one point in my life, I think owned about 8 copies of the DVD just for theatrics. So
you were in college?
I think it started in high school.
Okay, well that checks out.
It went into college.
But like that checks out. It's like totally like I'm so quirky, girl. Of you. I love Cat in the Hat. I have 8 copies of the movie.
But I genuinely do love it. I've loved it since I was a little girl.
You
I
need
think
to dress
it
up
is
as Cat in the Hat.
So funny.
Why haven't you done that before?
Dressed up as Cat in the
Hat.
Well, because I feel like in order to do that costume justice, you really do need the full-on suit. And
why don't you
I bet
own
it's
it?
Really expensive.
Hey.
But I'm going to look into it.
Seriously.
And if you're out there and you want to give me a gift.
That's a great gift.
I would
a full Cat in the Hat suit.
Yeah.
Like, how niche.
So if you can sit and watch that movie and thoroughly enjoy it and maybe even quote it like I can, that's how I know we're the same type of weird.
That's awesome.
I have one more question for you, Libby. And that is,
my cry in the car song is Better Man by Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeesh. Great song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you cried to it.
I don't necessarily cry anymore.
There was a season.
There was a season when I did. Okay, great. My last question, Remedy, I think it would be fun if we both answered this.
Okay.
There's one more. And it is, together, we could. What's your answer to that? I have my answer.
Okay, well, then you go first because I don't have my answer yet.
Together, we could go get some ice cream.
Oh, I love.
Because that's like, yeah, that's it. I think that would be a great picture of what I'm wanting.
You are an ice cream girl.
I'm an ice cream girl.
A desserts girl.
Totally. Big dessert girl.
Okay, I love that. My together we could is a little bit different. But I do think together we could...
it could be like, together we could change the world. Like, it could be crazy. And but I'm like, together we could go get ice cream.
Mine is, together we could have a farm together.
Wow. That's not what I was expecting
you to say. Have a couple
of
horses and cows. And
you're wanting a cowboy.
You know that about me.
I know, but this is becoming clear to me in this answer.
Something has happened to me. I grew up in a really small country town. And so I used to like loathe the whole Western world.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've gotten older and live in the city.
The city?
This isn't the city, but this isn't like country either.
It's not.
And in college, I lived in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can just really appreciate a hardworking cowboy. And I would love to just have a farm and go out in the morning and collect the eggs from the hens and ride horses and stuff and wear my cowboy boots around.
I want that for you.
And have cowhide in my living room.
Wow.
Yeah.
And listen to 16 Carriages.
And listen to Beyonce's country album. That is hardly a country album, but yeah, together we could be a little bit country together.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
Anyways, have you ever had a dating app before?
One was created for me by you and Abigail once.
So
and
true.
It was never on my phone. It was only on Abigail's, and it was fun to create for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to have it on my phone. So no, I mean, I think it's definitely deactivated, but I'm sure it's still out there somewhere. But other than that, no. What about you?
I have had a couple of accounts. The first ever Hinge account I made, I was in college. Just made it one night with my friends. And it didn't last 24 hours before mm-hmm. I deleted it. And then my second run-in with Hinge. This is a long story that I'm going to make pretty short. But one time there was this boy who I had a crush on for a few years somehow. It wasn't like, he was never really like my main crush, but he was always there.
He was always there.
And I found out one day that he was on Hinge. And I made the mistake of telling my good friend Ellie that. And one day I'm out at lunch with her and a couple other people. And I look over and she's maybe engaged at this point. And I see her making a Hinge account. And I'm like, oh gosh, what's going on? And it turns out she was making a Hinge account for me. But the Hinge account was hardly even about me. It was like solely to find this boy that I was having a crush on. And so let's say his name was Timmy. All of the prompts were like, a typical Sunday for me is hanging out with Timmy. And like, there was like, there was a voice message that was like, if you're out there, Timmy, it's me. And the profile picture is like a napkin that says like, I heart Timmy with me in the background. She did end up finding him and matching with him. We messaged for a little bit and then that didn't go anywhere.
I didn't even know you messaged.
Oh, yeah. Just for a little bit. And he was kind of like, what the frick are you doing? And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. And then I recently made another Hinge account just to like see because I hadn't been on it in a while and realized that due to my hopes and desires and goals in life, I would love to be married and have kids. I would also equally be just as satisfied and fulfilled to not ever be married or have kids and to use my gifts and time elsewhere. And both of those things are feeling pretty equal to me. And so just the uncomfortability and awkwardness that comes with the dating apps,
mm-hmm.
at least currently, I'm like, oh, it's not worth it for me.
And they cost money.
They do. I found that out this last go around. They'll show you like three people.
You got like five roses or something, or five likes.
Yeah. Well,
what happened?
Not to toot my own horn.
Yeah, please tell
I us. Had many more than that.
How many?
Which is shocking.
How many?
Like 30 people.
Oh, gosh.
And in a matter of like a day, and I could only see one of them. That means that they like liked swiped. One of your pictures or like wow. tried to match with you, and then you have to reciprocate have to back in order for you guys to get to message. So it's not for me right now.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you ever think you'll get on?
Maybe one day.
Okay.
But not today.
Not today.
And that's great. But who knows? But these prompts were pretty fun.
They were pretty fun. Okay. Well, Lee still hasn't showed up. He just texted me though.
What?
He said heading there shortly. And that is on how to communicate with a woman. Sorry, I was running a little bit late, but I'm heading there shortly, sweetie.
Kissy face. I can't believe he sent a kissy face.
That's I sent so one back.
Oh my gosh, you ordered it.
Me and Lee, like.
Who needs dating apps when
dating
you just
app.
Have a faulty heater?
Okay.
Great meet
new
you.
Plan. Go break your
my heater and heater. Lee's friend and coworker can come fix it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's perfect.
Okay, well, we'll keep you guys updated on Lee.
And on our Spotify wrap, do we have anything we're looking forward to this week? What's something you're looking forward to, Libby?
I'm looking forward to Sabrina Carpenter's Christmas special.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
going to
be
so
something
true.
That's coming up.
That comes out on Friday?
On Friday.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to watch it together.
What about you? What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to finishing Pretty Little Liars.
You're so close. Not really.
I have about 30 episodes left, which is still a lot. But in the grand scheme of things...
In the grand scheme of the 1,000 episodes, 30 is nothing.
It's nothing. We'll finish in no time. And then also, I'm excited to decorate my house for Christmas.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm feeling excited for festive Christmas things. I'm wanting to do fun things, so...
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
Well, I think that was sufficiently too much.
I agree. This is too much.
Okay. Love you.
Let's go. Bye.